to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, May 13th by the Reverend Sharon Volker.
Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a time to sit back, get comfortable, and close your eyes. But don't go to sleep. This is a time for us to use our imaginations. Imagine that Jesus, right now, in our own little piece of time, lives and walks with us. Jesus knows that he's about to leave us and go to live with his Father. And shortly before he's to leave, he sits down to reflect on his time here, and he writes a letter to his Father. This is what his letter said. Dear Dad, it seems that sometimes I'm just so busy that I don't take the time to tell you how much I appreciate all the things you have given me and everything you've done for me. I know that I'm special. I've always felt that. But there are different kinds of special. There's good special, when I've felt so incredibly loved, and not so good special, when I was in confrontational situations with people who didn't particularly like me. But no matter what, you were always there with me. You watched me as I chose my friends, and you didn't interfere. I think I did a pretty good job of that, except maybe for Judas. But looking back into my family history, if it hadn't been Judas who set me up, it would have been someone else. What had to be was going to be. But I wasn't angry with him. I was just so saddened by his reaction to what he had done to me. Thank you, Dad, for giving me wisdom about so many things. Love, for instance. Someone wrote a popular song in the late 1950s that said, "Love makes the world go round." That's a wonderful thought, and I wish it was the norm for this world. There are a lot of loving people here, but not nearly enough. I do know that the world I'm about to enter is filled with love, and I'm eager to go there. I've always tried to be a son that you would be proud of. I do apologize for the temper tantrum I threw in the temple. But when I saw how those people had used that holy space for their crass commercial endeavors, I couldn't hold back my anger. Well, I think they got the idea that what they were doing was so wrong. I probably should have been a lot less frightening. After all, I am a preacher of love. You have taught me humility. I will admit that it would have been comfortable to stay in my own home, sleep in my own bed, live in my own familiar village, and do the carpentry work I enjoy. Yet my friends and I took our preaching and teaching mission on the road, depending on the hospitality of strangers for food and shelter. I taught a radical idea, love. And I'm sure that I've gained a reputation of some sort, depending upon who you ask. All along, I knew that what I was teaching was not my own idea, but that I was a messenger of my Father. Except for my outburst in the temple, I learned well your lessons of patience, especially with the guys who traveled with me. I taught them over and over again, but they just couldn't get it. I don't think that I should have made an announcement to tell them that I really was the Messiah. I think that would have been too much for them to handle. So instead, I told stories, and I did some pretty miraculous things, with your help, of course. Finally, the light began to shine for them, but dimly. Eventually, they understood, but it was a long time coming. If I could ask one more favor of you before I leave here, it would be this. Please give them direction and keep them safe as they continue the work I started. Please give them the same loving care that you have given me. They are different from so many people in their thinking and beliefs because of what they have learned from me and about me. You know, Dad, how devoted they are to our cause, that they are willing to die for what they believe, and they know that what they believe is the truth. The success or failure of my work is in their hands with your guidance. Dad, I am grateful that you wish me to continue with you in the family business, and I have faith that our team in this world will be successful. Thank you, Dad, for giving me the opportunity to do your work in this earthly world. I can hardly wait to come home to be with you. Your loving son, Jesus. In today's gospel, we are listening to Jesus' prayer as he teaches the disciples how to pray to God, and how to ask for things for others. In this high priestly prayer, Jesus asks God to protect and provide for the disciples, for God to be present, and to guide the disciples as they go out into the world filled with conflict and mistrust. And so, my friends, this brings us to where we are today. We also are disciples. We also have been sent into a world filled with bitterness and confusion to spread the good news of God in Christ. Although we live in cultures and societies that are many generations away from the disciples, we have the same commission to make a difference in God's, in people's lives. Fortunately, we have more resources at our hands than the disciples did. We have the New Testament that chronicles the human life and death of Jesus and contains his promises and his teachings. We also have our baptismal covenant, the promises we made when we became members of the Christian family. Our baptismal covenant sets forth very concisely what we believe and how we should act in our relationships with others. Jesus has given us the same marching orders as the disciples. There's no denying it. There is no qualifying it. Orders are orders. The time that Jesus has been preparing for his disciples has come. Jesus has ascended into heaven, just as he told us he would do. He no longer walks around with us physically, but he is with us. We can't see him, but we can hear him if we listen. We can't touch him, but we know he is here. Let's not be saddened by the loss of our brother Jesus, who has physically left us. But let's rejoice in the opportunity to continue the work he has begun. As one of our post-communion prayers asks, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. In this coming week, let us take the time to reflect on what we have done with our lives, the times when we did things that were right, the times when we really messed up. Let us recount our blessings and express our gratitude out loud. Let's deeply examine our relationship with God. And then, let's sit down and write that letter to our Father in heaven. Amen.